You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003, looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family at KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate to Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast.
Custom t-shirts, quarter zip polos, collegiate brands. TWhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-Whites offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-Whites, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. Whites, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network.
Daniels wants to throw. He's being chased by Cedric Johnson. Now steps back to the left. Throws toward the back of the end zone. The pass is going to be deflected and incomplete.
It's
there
over.
Is no flag. Ole Miss has won over LSU 55-49. Wow.
What a game. What a game.
And they're pouring onto the field.
Is a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network. It's time for the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan, your home for Ole Miss sports. To be a part of the show, email the show at brad.logan@loganmedianetwork.com or shoot him a DM on Twitter at @bradlogancote. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. And now, from the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss, all the time. Here's your host, Brad Logan.
Purdue, it is time to talk to our good friend Brad Logan from the Logan Media Network, who does a lot of things, wears a lot of different hats. You can check him out with the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. He's the host of that and the co-host of the Red Blue Crew podcast covering Ole Miss, but he also dabbles in Mississippi State and all things Magnolia State. He joins us now on Sports 56. Mornings. Hey, Brad.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing good. Hope you're doing well. What is the, and I think we've asked you this before, and I can't imagine it's much, but what kind of access do you get from Lane Kiffin?
It's okay. I mean, there's going to be availability this morning for a couple of periods from 9:30. And this will be the only time in the entire season that we'll have access to the coordinators. So today we'll get to visit with Pete Golding and Charlie Weiss Jr., which is a treat because there's no access whatsoever. There was interviews with the local statewide radio. They had access to the coordinators, which is rare. So we'll get to talk to them. But I think the access is better than other places. Mississippi State's a place where there's very little access. So I think people are happy with what they get in this Southeastern Conference. I know a lot of you guys and a lot of the listeners have seen that Netflix documentary, and that was fascinating to watch. And we asked, or there was a question asked to Lane Kiffin about why he didn't participate in that, and he had his own Lane Kiffin answer. So that's been fun to watch. But access at Ole Miss is okay. Obviously, you would love it to have more access, but I'm just grateful that there is a little access.
Ole Miss was 15 in the coaches' poll. They're six spots lower in the AP poll at 21. Which one you think is more of the fair ranking for where Ole Miss should be?
I think the lower one, probably 21, Eli, because of what Ole Miss lost from last year. I mean, you can't have that much talent that goes off the NFL and not have some sort of a step back. At least I think so on paper. Now, we heard from Pete Golding, who was on a podcast a couple of weeks ago, and that he doesn't think the defense is going to take a step back. We'll see in a couple of weeks. Now we can go into the how people have looked, the reports coming out of practice about the different positions. But at the end of the day, when you have a Walter Nolan, a J.J. Pegues, Jared Ivey, Princely Umami-Ellen headed off the NFL, not to mention Pooh Paul, the team's leading tackler, that's a lot of talent. And so we'll see. Offensively, I do think by the end of the year they could be better than last year, and depending on how Austin Simmons evolves, I think the depth in the running back room is going to be key. You know, last year, if you remember, Ole Miss had a walk-on wide receiver at the running back against Florida. I know we've talked about that here on the show. So having depth there is going to prove to be key. I really like Logan Diggs, the transfer of LSU, originally started at Notre Dame. But I think Damian Taylor, the 1,000-yard rusher out of Troy, is kind of a bruiser back, and then Kwon Lacy, the transfer out of Missouri, and then you've got Shekimiel Zai from your territory in the state of Tennessee. So I think Ole Miss is in great shape offensively. Defensively, I don't know, so I'd probably lean to more the 21 ranking.
Yeah, I like the coordinator in Pete Golding, and he did a real nice job last year, but he had a lot of hosses, and I assume they got some good guys in the portal, but I think that will be the bigger challenge. And, of course, the youth and inexperience of Austin Simmons, but has, you know, all the possibilities of being a stud. He could be the breakout star in the SEC this year, and then he could struggle. Who knows? But I look at this schedule, Brad, and they only leave Oxford, if I have this correct, the four times in conference play. And one of them is Kentucky, and one of them is the Egg Bowl in Starkville. So Georgia and Oklahoma. And I don't know. A lot of people are high on Oklahoma. I'm still not. We'll see how it materializes with John Mateer. But you got to go to Norman either way. You're at Georgia. That's going to be tough. You have some home games. Certainly that'll be a challenge, like LSU and Florida. But that schedule is pretty advantageous, don't you think?
I do. And, you know, they avoid Alabama. They avoid Texas. They avoid Texas A&M. They avoid Tennessee. They avoid an up-and-coming Vanderbilt who always gives Ole Miss trouble. So I think advantageous. I think opportunistic are great words to describe the schedule. I think one thing, you know, last year, guys, we looked at the schedule and Ole Miss was 5-0, and we had no idea how good they were because the teams they played early last year were just not very good, frankly. And the schedule was set up perfectly for Ole Miss, and they just could not get it done against Kentucky and Florida. This year, you look at the schedule, there's at least to be a little bit of competition. I think a good bit of competition on the early end because I think we get a fresh Kentucky team. I think you'll get a fresh Arkansas team before you play LSU in week five. And so the team I'm interested in seeing is John Summerall and Tulane. I think they're going to be really good. I think there's a chance they win their conference. And they have Ed Ogeron on staff. They went to the portal and got a really talented quarterback. So, yeah, I think the schedule's opportunistic, but I think Ole Miss can't sleepwalk like they did last year. And I said, people said, do you think there's going to be bulletin board material with the game against Kentucky going to Lexington? I said, well, I don't know about any of that, but Kentucky very well may beat Ole Miss, and then they beat Ole Miss straight up last year. But it will not be because they overlooked them. I guarantee you that Lane Kiffin and his staff will be ready for Kentucky. To me, the stretch that will tell the tape for this season will be when Ole Miss goes on the road against Georgia, and they'll obviously be underdogs in that game. But immediately after that game, Greg, you made mention, at Oklahoma, the week after, on the road, in Norman. And you talk about a team that you talk about John Mateer. There's been a lot of pomp and circumstance around him here lately about the gambling, you know, quote, scheme or not. And then, but mainly about his talent. And the SEC network has really been blowing up Mateer, and we'll see if it materializes. But I think more than anything, how good is Oklahoma? How good is South Carolina down the stretch? Lenore Sellers is getting a lot of preseason hype along with Shane Beamer, and that Netflix documentary is putting a lot of spotlight on them. And then where will Florida be in the latter part of the year? But to me, the stretch is going to be Georgia and Oklahoma. If Ole Miss can somehow survive Georgia, not necessarily win the game but play well, go on the road and beat Oklahoma, take care of business, there's a chance they could win 9 games and get into the playoff. But they lose that game against Oklahoma, then it opens up speculation against teams like Carolina, Florida, LSU, obviously already in the year. So there's some opportunities on the schedule, but the schedule is going to have some challenges as well.
You mentioned the Kentucky game. I would certainly hope that they would be ready for Kentucky. I mean, they should feel like they owe them one big time. I mean, that in the end, that loss to Kentucky last year kept them out of the playoff.
Yes, it did, and it's not like it was a fluke. I mean, Ole Miss just they were
dominated up front.
Kentucky ended up not being very good. Kentucky's defensive front dominated Ole Miss. You're right, Eli. And I thought that that Mark Stoops coached a terrific game. And, you know, going for it on fourth down late in the game, the pass down to Barry and Brown for the first down where they would eventually score a touchdown, it sealed the fate for Ole Miss. It really did. Now, Ole Miss had opportunities down the road. They had LSU beaten. LSU didn't lead in regulation before Ole Miss would lose the game in OT. And then Ole Miss had Florida under control, drop passes, just breakdowns defensively. They had opportunities to overcome that Kentucky game, but at the end of the day, that Kentucky game kind of sealed the fate for this Ole Miss team. So I expect there'll be a lot of exercising of demons in Lexington. I don't know what the spread's going to be, but I expect Ole Miss to play really well. Austin Simmons has had really good control of the offense. Lane even made mention the last press availability we had. He struggled in one of the scrimmages that they had, but Lane mentioned that he thought it was very good. I expect they turned the pressure on him defensively to get him acclimated to some game action so he can have some pressure, he can make some mistakes, and most importantly, learn from those mistakes.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Well, as you guys talked about getting manhandled by Kentucky, you got to think that they've gone out there and addressed that a little bit better because they don't want to get pushed around, and they can't afford to get pushed around with a young quarterback. Again, he'll take off and run a lot. He has that capability. He's a heck of an athlete. But what have they done in the offseason and now in camp with the offensive line? How does that look? Because that's going to be a real key for this team.
Well, they've got to have left tackle Diego Pounds play better. He kind of faltered later on in the year. They would love for Bryson Sanders to be able to play center. He's a true sophomore. I don't know if he's going to get the nod. Patrick Kudus is a transfer out of Arkansas. Yep. They very well could play center. But they're basically, they're going to be leaning on three guys. Terrence Davis, a sophomore transfer, Delano Townsend, and P.J. Wilkins. They'll need those three to step up and be leaders on that offensive front, because Jaden Williams, the redshirt senior, is back, and they're hoping can anchor that right tackle spot. So they went to the portal. They've got some younger guys, but honestly, the portal is where it's going to be. Devin Harper is a freshman out of the state of Tennessee that they fought off the Volunteers for. He's a great player. Don't know if he'll be available or be ready to go by the season. Freshmen always have an acclimation period. Caleb Cunningham, the wide receiver out of Choctaw County, the former five-star, along with, I mentioned a moment ago, Shekai Mills Knight. They've got some learning to do as freshmen. But Greg, that's where they're really honing in. Offensive line's a bit of a question mark right now. I don't know. If I had a question mark, it's probably there and the defensive backfield. So they've got some work to do.
There was a lot of production lost at receiver, but you got Caden Lee back, Daquan Wright back. What does this receiving crew look like?
Well, Lane mentioned it was either the media availability the other day, or it was for media day on campus, that the wide receiver room, he believes, is not only the deepest room, but the most talented. So the good news for someone like a Caleb Cunningham, you can learn the offense, you can get acclimated, and be ready down the road. Not to say that he won't contribute this year, but if you look at it, Deshaun Stribling's been unstoppable from what we've heard. The senior transfer has been everything that he was supposed to be. Deuce Alexander's someone that's interesting. Coming out of Wake Forest, you remember last year, Ole Miss went on the road to Winston-Salem, and he made mention that led into why he chose Ole Miss, was watching that offense and how they threw it all over the field. Caleb Odom, a transfer out of Alabama, along with Traylon Ray, those two guys are going to be fun to watch. I think they can put their hand in the dirt, or they can stand up into the slot. But it's going to be Caden Lee on offense that's going to be the go-to receiver, very similar to Jordan Watkins from last year. Caden Lee didn't drop a pass last year, and he was really good. Harrison Wallace, the third out of Duke, is another great receiver. So, ton of depth, Eli, and that's the good thing. Depth at wide receiver, depth at running back, and that's got to prove pivotal for Ole Miss this year. But the wide receiver room, as Lane would say, the most talented group on campus.
Brad Logan, Logan Media Network, joining us here on the program on the Sissy's Log Cabin guest line. Okay, let me put you on the spot with this conference this year. There is a lot of interesting possibilities from the schedule that has been laid out in front of us, but also these teams and what they have done in the offseason, the challenges that present themselves. When it's all said and done, who's winning the SEC? Who's going to the playoff from the SEC, in your opinion?
I lean Texas, because I think Arch Manning has been groomed for this position. And I love that what they've done surrounding him on the offensive line. Coach Sarkisian, I think, is really settled in to be a preeminent coach in college football. So I think Texas wins the conference. I think it's Texas, Georgia, and Atlanta. I think Texas wins. You start talking about the playoff, I think the SEC probably gets five teams in. Alabama, Georgia, Texas, LSU, and then I think a team like a Missouri could sneak in there, a team like an Ole Miss, if things go well. And then everyone's kind of talking about Carolina, Oklahoma, Florida. Who's going to be that fifth team? So I think it's going to come from some of those teams. But I think it's going to be a much better year in the SEC, and I think the SEC kind of learned from itself, I think from a collective group from last year. And I think not to get too deep into this, but I think the SEC, along with Greg Sankey and the leadership, are paving the way for what we'll see as college football continues to turn over a new leaf every year. I think we'll learn something new this year, because we're just barreling towards super conferences, and I think that's coming sooner rather than later. That was a word that Greg Sankey said in the opening day of SEC Media Day. He used the word super conference. I think that's the direction that we're all headed.
So we talked about last year, the Kentucky game, stubbing your toe there, somewhat with Florida too. Florida wasn't that good, but at least that was on the road. But what's a game on the schedule outside the obvious ones, the Georgias and LSUs, that worries you this year that could be that stub-your-toe game?
100% South Carolina, because everyone's talking so much about Lenore Sellers. I just didn't see that last year. But then after watching the Netflix documentary, you could tell he really grew after that Ole Miss game. There were a lot of mistakes made, a lot of fumbles. And the way he played against Texas A&M, the way he played against Clemson after capping the year off of the regular season, I think without question that's going to be a really, really fun football game, and I think going to be dangerous for Ole Miss. So I'm not buying in all the way on South Carolina, but I do think the way they played in the latter half of the year, nobody's really talking about that game. Everybody's talking about LSU, Georgia, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Got to be looking at that Carolina game. Could be an absolute trap for Ole Miss in between Oklahoma and Florida.
I think you're right about that game, but I think they're not talking about it that much because it's so much later in the season. There's too many obstacles early, including, as you said, a game Tulane team. Of course, LSU, that's going to be a huge game as well. Brad Logan will have you covered as far as all things Ole Miss, all things in Mississippi when it comes to sports with the Logan Media Network. Check out him on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and, of course, the Red Blue Crew podcast as well. Great stuff as always, Brad. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you down the road.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Today's show is brought to you in part by BetOnline. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all of the latest odds, news, and sports developments for the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all sports wagering needs, including live betting and the fan-favorite Vegas Casino and Poker Games. It's really easy to get started. Just head on over to the website, use your mobile device, and sign up today. Use our promo code BELIEV50, B-L-E-A-V, 50, and receive your 50% welcome bonus in your first deposit. But online, where the game starts. Today's show is brought to you in part by Realtor Debbie Alderson Johnson. If you're looking for a spot in the Oxford area or, quite frankly, anywhere in Mississippi, that is your go-to. Remember, real estate industry since 2003, looking for that special ag property, maybe a recreational property, maybe a commercial real estate property, or a new home. Debbie does a great job and can be your real estate agent today. Just contact her directly at 662-234-5555. Of course, that's a member of the Kessinger Real Estate family at KessingerRealEstate.com, and Debbie has been with them for quite a few years. If you need to get her directly, just dial her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Remember, your go-to for real estate, whether it be commercial, farm, or maybe you need that home. Maybe you need that second home in Oxford. You're looking maybe to relocate Oxford. Part of the real estate family, the Kessinger Real Estate family. Debbie Johnson, your realtor, 662-234-5555, or call her cell phone at 662-689-0090. Debbie Johnson, a proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast.
Custom t-shirts, quarter-zip polos, collegiate brands, twhites.com is your go-to for all custom apparel and collegiate apparel, including Ole Miss. For custom apparel, just log on to www.twhites.com. Give them a call, 601-667-5533, or shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. For the custom side, just go to twhites.com and enter all of your information. Are you looking for screen printing on a tee or a hoodie? Maybe embroidery on a hat, polo, or jacket? How about a promotional item? Cup, koozies, pins, mugs, a leather patch hat? Just let us know the date and we'll be in touch with you as soon as possible. Fast shipping is available. But if you live in central Mississippi, you don't want to ship it, no problem. We'll have a local pickup for you available in Flora, Mississippi. T-Whites offers high-quality custom t-shirts, apparel, and promotional products. They take the frustration out of the ordering process and offer every customer an expert to guide them through the process. With millions of products to choose from, the process is way too time-consuming and stressful to click around on a website for hours. At T-Whites, you speak to real people real fast. Your expert is a call or email away and will make personalized recommendations based on your need. From companies big to small, they work with them all and offer all full-service screen printing and embroidery services. They provide their customers online pre-sale hosting, warehousing, and fulfillment services. You can always give them a call at 601-667-5533. Shoot them an email at sales@twhites.com. T. White's, proud sponsor of the Logan Media Network.
You've been listening to the Believe in Ole Miss podcast with your host, Brad Logan. Download the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review online. Be sure and check us out on Twitter at @BradLoganCOTE and at Believe Podcasts, as well as Facebook, Brad Logan Media. From the vault to the pavilion to Swayze Field, it's all Ole Miss all the time. This has been the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a presentation of the Believe Podcast Network.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.